service of the reception into the church of the catechumen begins at the back of the church. In the old days, he would not have been allowed into the temple, but would have stood in the vestibule for all of the services. Then, when it was time for the recitation of the creed, you hear me say before that, the doors, okay? Actually, before that, they would have said, catechumens depart, all catechumens depart, let no catechumens remain. And the catechumens had to leave, and they would go and receive more instruction, because the symbol of the faith, the creed, it was reserved only for those who were members of the church. So we begin then in the back of the church by asking the catechumen his intentions. Do you desire to be united to the Holy Orthodox Church of Christ?
I desire it with all my heart.
Do you believe in one God, glorified and worshipped in the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and do you worship Him as King and as God?
I believe in one God, worshipped and glorified in Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, and I worship Him as King and God.
And now, my brother, recite the symbol of the faith.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and all things visible and invisible. And one Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten, begotten of the Father before all ages, light of light, true God, begotten, not made, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made. For us men and all our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary and became man, and was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, and suffered, and was buried. And on the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge the living and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. In one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sin. I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world, the age to come. Amen.
Blessed is our God, who enlightens everyone who comes into the world, enter into the church of God, and cast aside every error and false doctrine, and honor the Lord God, the Father Almighty, Jesus Christ, His Son, and the Holy Spirit, the one living and true God, the Holy Trinity, one in essence and undivided.
May God be gracious to us and bless us and make His face to shine upon us, that your way may be known upon earth, your saving power among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you judge the people with equity and guide the nations upon earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its increase. God, our God, has blessed us. God has blessed us. Let all the ends of the earth fear Him.
The catechumen now has been led into the church, similar to the bride being led into the church by bride and groom being led into the church by the priest. And now we stand before a table in which we have the gospel book, the promise of our salvation contained therein, the cross, which is the symbol of Christ's love for us and for our salvation purchased by the spilling of His blood. A candle that will be later given to the catechumen that he may enlighten the world, and the chrism, the holy anointing oil that will be used for his chrismation. Send your Spirit, and they shall be created, and you shall renew the face of the earth. Turn, O Lord, how long and be entreated for your servants. Let the crooked be made straight, and the rough places leveled. Save your servants, O Lord, my God, who have hoped in you.
Be to them, O Lord, a pillar of strength in the face of the enemy, and let not the enemy prevail against them, nor let the son of iniquity go about to do them evil. O Lord, hear my prayer, and let my cry come before you. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, God Almighty, who alone are holy, resting in the saints, yet because of your great and incalculable love for mankind, you have always offered various images of repentance and have shown the right path to the knowledge of you, the one true God, worshipped and glorified in the Trinity, to those who have wandered from the truth, that not one of them should perish, but that they may be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. We give thanks to you, we glorify and extol you, because you have caused the light of the understanding of your truth to shine in the heart of this your righteous and endowed creature, William Lawrence, and as if from sleep has roused him up from perishing in error and counted him worthy to seek refuge in your holy Orthodox Church. Make shine in his heart, O Master, the perfect light of the grace of your Holy Spirit for the enlightening knowledge of the truth of your holy gospel, and grant him unfeignedly, irrevocably, and without hypocrisy to unite himself to your holy church, truly accepting and confessing the Orthodox faith. Number him with your chosen flock, unite him to the body of your holy church, make him to be a vessel of honor and dwelling place of your Holy Spirit, that ever nourished and guided by the Holy Spirit, he may observe your commandments, and that by doing your good and perfect will, he may be counted worthy to receive your heavenly good things together with all those who have been well-pleasing to you. For you are the God of mercies and compassion and love for men, and you desire that all should be saved. And to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Stand right, stand with fear.
This true faith of the Orthodox Church, which I now voluntarily confess and truly hold, that same I will firmly maintain and confess, whole and unchanged, even until my last breath, God helping me. And I will teach and proclaim it in as far as I am able. And I will strive to fulfill its obligations with zeal and joy, preserving my heart in good deeds and blamelessness. In witness of this, my true and pure-hearted confession, I kiss the word and the cross of my Savior. Amen.
Blessed is God who desires that all shall be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Last night I heard the life confession of our brother William Lawrence, but did not give absolution, because a prayer of absolution is included in the service for the reception of the catechumens. So bend your knees before the Lord God, whom you have confessed, and receive the remission of your sins. As in confession, I place the epitrachilion, or the stole, the sign of office, upon his head, showing that the absolution comes ultimately from God himself. O Lord our God, who remitted the sins of Peter and the harlot through their tears, and justified the publican who acknowledged his transgressions, accept the confession of your servant William Lawrence, and in your goodness overlook his sins, whether voluntary or involuntary, of word or deed or thought, wherein he has sinned against you. For you alone have power to remit sins, and you are a God of mercies and bounties, and unto you we ascribe glory, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen. And I then, worthy priest Joseph, be you admit and forgive you all your sins, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Arise, brother, stand up and stand with fear. and as a faithful servant of Jesus Christ, together with us, pray to him that he will count you worthy to receive the grace of the Holy Spirit through the anointing with holy chrism. Blessed is the kingdom of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
In peace let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, for the welfare of the holy churches of God, and for the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who enter with faith, reverence, and the fear of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our metropolitan, his beatitude, Jonah, for the honorable priest of the diaconate in Christ, for all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That through anointing with the all-holy chrism, divine power be given to the servant of God, William Lawrence, who is now being united to the Orthodox Church under the conquering and trampling of all adverse snares of the devil, which proceed from the war against the flesh and the world, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That he may be a valiant and victorious soldier of Christ, our God, by the power, operation, grace, and descent of the Holy Spirit, through anointing with the all-holy chrism, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That he may be firm and strong and immovable in the Orthodox faith and love and in hope, through anointing with the all-holy chrism all the days of his life, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That grace may be given to him through anointing with the all-holy chrism, so that boldly, without fear and unashamed, he may confess before all men the name of Christ our God, and that he may be always ready for his sake to lovingly suffer and die, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That he may grow in every good work and prosper in the commandments of Christ our God, through anointing with the all-holy chrism, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That with sacred fear he may serve his soul in purity and in truth, through anointing with the all-holy chrism, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
That he may deliver him and us from all danger, affliction, anger, and need, and that we may all attain to the unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For favorable weather, relief from the drought, protection from the oil spill, and for all the needs of us that here journey on earth, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
Remembering our all-holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady Theotokos and ever-Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other in all our life unto Christ our God. For to you are due all glory, honor, and worship, to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Blessed are you, O Lord God Almighty, source of all good things, Son of righteousness, shining on those who are in darkness, the light of salvation through the revelation of your only begotten Son and our God. You have given to us, unworthy though we be, blessed sanctification through the life-creating anointing. Now be graciously pleased that your servant William Lawrence should turn from the guile of error and know your truth, and should in repentance seek refuge in your kind-heartedness and unite himself to your holy chosen flock. You have granted him remission of his sins and released him from the bonds of condemnation through me, your unworthy servant, O Master of all and compassionate King of kings. Grant also to him the seal of the gift of your holy and almighty and adorable Spirit, and participation in the holy body and precious blood of your Christ, and keep him in the orthodox faith, deliver him from the evil one and from all of his workings, and preserve his soul in purity and righteousness through the saving fear of you, that he may please you in every word and deed, and may be a child and heir of your heavenly kingdom. For to you are God, the God who shows mercy and saves us, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Holy Chrism is made with a recipe that I believe you find in Exodus. It is the recipe that was given by God to Moses to make the holy anointing oil that would be used to anoint Aaron as the high priest. To this day, we still use the same recipe. Heads of autocephalous, self-headed churches are the only ones that consecrate chrism. So this chrism was consecrated by the Metropolitan of the Orthodox Church in America. We use it then, and it smells of balsam and the perfumes and so on, as a good and right smelling ointment. And we use it then to anoint all of the senses of our brethren. Step back just a little bit on that and move down. I want to knock your tape. That's good. And as we do it, we say the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit. And start on the forehead. The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And then on the eyes, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On the nose, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On the lips, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And on the ears, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
On the breast, on the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And on the hands, that's it. The seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And on the feet, the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The chrism is so sacred that it's kept stored in the tabernacle, the same place where we keep the body of Christ for use when we make sick calls. Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
O Lord, our God, you have counted your servant, William Lawrence, whom we now give as the sign of his new life in the church, the name Seraphim, worthy of perfection through the gift of true faith in you and through the seal of the gift of the Holy Spirit, by your holy and most heavenly anointing, O Master of all, preserve him in the true faith, nourish him in righteousness and truth, and adorn him with all your gifts, for you are God, and to you we ascribe glory, to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, now and ever and unto ages of ages.
Amen.
Then, having just anointed you, we wash it off by using some holy water. And the reason is, as a reminder, sort of as I tell people at baptism, baptism is a joyful occasion, but don't hang around the river too long. In other words, now you are to go out into the world and be the light of Christ. You are to do the good works of an Orthodox Christian, to feed the hungry, to clothe the naked, to comfort the sorrowing, to be the witness for Christ on earth, to be his hands, his feet, his tongue.
with all of those senses that we have anointed previously. And so we wash in anticipation that you will go forth and you will do the things of a good Orthodox Christian. You are justified, you are illumined, you are sanctified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. You have received anointing with the Holy Chrism in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And then throughout the rest of the service until the reception of Holy Communion, Seraphim will hold the lighted candle. Peace be unto all.
And to your spirit.
Bow your heads unto the Lord. He who has clothed himself in you, O Christ, our God, now bows his head with us to you. Keep him ever a warrior, invincible in every attack of those who assail him and us, and make us all victors, even to the end, worthy of your crown of incorruptibility. For yours it is to show mercy and to save us, and to you we ascribe glory together with your Father who is from everlasting, and your all-holy good and life-creating Spirit, now and ever, and unto ages of ages.
Amen.